This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I've got a great one for you today. We are going to talk about what it means, not really what it means, because I think you know what it means. We're going to talk about how to go all in. It's a how one. It is a how we do this shizzle. And let's just address it. What do we mean when we say that we're going all in? We mean we're fucking doing the thing. We mean that I am not going to put my little toe in and say, kind of. We mean that we're not like, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out, I'm shaking it all about. There's no hokey cokey. When we're saying that we're going all in, we're saying that we are all in no matter what. And I think that this is one of the scariest commitments that we will ever make to ourselves in our lives or in our businesses. And I really invite you to play the I'm going all in on my life card today. When I say that, it makes me feel really, really excited. Like, what's it going to mean? How is it going to shift things in your world if you commit to playing at life, at giving it 100%, no matter what? What would it mean to your business if you're like, fuck it, let's do it? I am in. I am putting the worry, I am putting the fear, I'm putting the guilt, I'm putting the shame, I'm putting away the potential embarrassment, I am putting away every single one of the stories that I have been living for the last however many years about why it might not be possible, why I might not be worthy, why I might not be deserving, and I'm just going to go for it. How would that change your life? If you are ready to play this game, join me every week on the podcast, OVS. But if you actually want to do it with me, come and reach out. Ask me how we can play together, because there are lots of spaces where we can play at this together, including the portal and including Ascend, my high-level mastermind. Anyway, I digress. How do you do it? First of all, number one, we've kind of just been doing it here. You've got to decide. You have to decide that you are going all in. You've got to make the decision. A lot of people won't even make the freaking decision. They're a bit like, can I think about it? Can we talk about it tomorrow? I might go all in next week. I am going to go all in. I'm all in, kind of. I'm all in, but we have to make sure that this, and this is all lined up. Otherwise, it doesn't really count. So first of all, you've got to make the decision to actually be all in. Then step two is you've got to commit. Making the decision is not the same as committing to it. Making the decision is like one sentence. I'm doing it. Let's do it. Let's go. I'm in like Slim, baby. That's one sentence. But the commitment is about the follow through. And I do genuinely feel that lots of people get decisions and commitments mixed up with each other. And so we are going to detangle those two words. And you right now are going to understand, you are going to integrate, you are going to anchor in the knowing that just because you've decided doesn't mean that you've committed. And if you are really willing to go all in, you are going to commit to living into going all in on life, on business, on it all. Number three, what is required once you have committed is to take aligned action moving you towards fulfillment of the intention. So we're going broad when I say going all in on life, but you can break this down. It might be going all in on the relationship that you have. It might be going all in on being the best parent that you can be. It might be going all in on the next launch that you have. We break it down and we ask ourselves, what is the next step? What is the aligned action here? And you commit to taking it no matter what. You do it no matter what. People don't like the sentence no matter what, because they think that what they're committing to is like selling their firstborn child, or, you know, throwing their entire family under the bus so they can have a great launch. No, we're not talking about that. But we're talking about not being willing to let your stories and excuses, your fears of failure, success, shame, guilt, doubt, all of the juicy ones. We are saying that we are not going to allow those things to stop us from taking the action that we know that we need to take in order to stack the odds in our favor for creating the thing that we want to create. So number three is we take aligned action no matter what. Number four, positive expectation. We expect the best over time. And the over time piece is really important. Now, as somebody who comes from a traditional sales background, I actually do okay with deadlines. There's very little you must do that I love. I'm too much of a rebel. But when it comes to a deadline, often is helpful for me. However, what is also true for me and the majority of people that I've ever worked with who don't love deadlines is that often the moment that we put a timeline in place, it creates a contraction that doesn't allow us to perform at our best. We go from this expansive place of possibility and hope and desire into this contracted, fearful, scarcity-based, lack-based mindset. There's not enough time for me to do what it is that I want to do, and that feels crap. So the invitation for you is, when you are going all in no matter what, you are willing to put the time that it takes in no matter what to create what it is that you want to create. A successful business isn't about one launch. A beautiful, rich relationship isn't about the next date. You know, being an amazing parent isn't about the one time you lose your shit in the park and tell your child off in a way that feels unjust to you on reflection. It's not about one anything when you are committing to going all in on the broader story. And then, as I said, you can break it down into the launch, the this, the that, the this, but understand that the success or failure of that one part is just one part of the entire journey. It's one piece of the puzzle. And there's no get out clause when you say I'm going all in. You're like, okay, I've experienced this piece. This is the feedback I'm going to use for the next stage of the journey. Thank you very much. Knowing that if you put your best in over time, you can't help, even if it takes a lifetime, to see the success that you desire. And with the small chance that over a lifetime of giving your best, you were not able to achieve what it is that you want to achieve, you will have had the most exquisite time in the journey of getting to where it is that you desire to go. Because if you have chosen to go all in on life, really operating from the highest vision that you have for yourself, in who you be, in how you love, in how open you are, in how caring you are, you know, operating for the highest good of yourself and everybody that you come into contact with, what type of life do you think that you are going to live? I mean, it's going to be a beautiful one. So over time, expect the best. And number five, but be willing to have your heart smashed into a million pieces. I feel like that is the last point, and I feel like that's a bad one to end on. But the reality is what stops a lot of people going all in is the fear of failure. We can switch that to four. We can switch it to four. Point four, be willing to have your heart smashed into a million pieces. Be willing to fail. It's okay. Because if we apply point five, expecting the best over time, and you show up in life from the highest vision that you have for yourself, what type of life are you going to live? See, that works, doesn't it? That works. We can. Point four is be willing to have your heart smashed into a million pieces. Be willing to be vulnerable. Be willing to lose. Be willing to fail. Know that that in a world of infinite possibilities, that failure is definitely possible, but at the same time, hold the space, the knowing that over time it's safe for you to expect the best. Because when you're operating from the highest vision that you have for yourself, the life that you are going to experience in the journey gets to be exquisite. How about that? So are you with me, my friend? Are you willing to go all in? Tell me. Let me know on Instagram. Share this with a friend who needs inspiring, who needs a little bit of a nudge in the right direction. And I will be in your earbuds next week. Please remember, in the meantime, faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.